It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Off, because I believe that much in Naz Reid. I believe that much in Dante DiVincenzo. And Julius Randle, I think they'll figure something out with him.
He's a ball hog.
He is a ball hog. But he's on the team, and I think they can make that work. Finch is a hell of a coach. I think Finch will put him in positions to succeed. But I think they'll be okay.
I got to see that one first.
I don't think there's going to be a dramatic drop-off without Karl Anthony Towns.
Well, Karl Anthony Towns did destroy the Warriors, it feel like.
Yeah, he did. But so does Naz Reid.
No, Minnesota, took it to the Warriors.
Well, Naz Reid is
except
a Warriors
Rudy
killer.
Except Rudy Gobert when Draymond took it to him.
Naz Reid, but there was an
Minnesota!
Unnamed player. There was an unnamed player who told me, he's like, dude, I think we're getting 50 wins this year. I think we're getting 50.
I just did a whole segment on a whole setup on how I think the playoffs would be outstanding. It would be an outstanding season.
I had an unnamed player wins. Tell me 50. They won 46 last year, and they feel like they're going to be better.
It does feel... Again, this is all these feel like shots at Clay, and that's not where I'm going. But it just feels like a lot of the oxygen of championship oxygen that was like everywhere, and it was almost difficult to breathe at times for a lot of these younger players. A lot of that has gone out the room, and I just think that there's more shots, there's more minutes, there's more more up for grabs. Like Jonathan Kuminga, I'm very, 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 very excited to see what Jonathan Kuminga has in response to, hey, we don't think that you're right now worth $50 million a year. Yeah. Go out and prove it. I'm happy that they're making that happen. I want to see him earn that money.
No doubt. We all do. And Draymond in Media Day, Monty Poole and I taped the Warriors season preview yesterday. We ran a lot of interviews from Kara Brick, who did a great job sitting down with Steve Kerr and Steph Curry and Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, and Jonathan Kuminga. And look, Draymond made a good point, actually. He's like, and don't say that he's pocket watching as you're listening to 95.7 Game KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Odyssey app. This will go one or two ways. But when you have a Dean Anthony Melton on a 1-year contract, he's playing for some money, right? He's playing for a contract. Gary Payton II, playing for a contract.
Well, he looked good. I saw shirtless GP2 in Hawaii.
What'd you have? A Truly?
Dude, this guy's got like a 50-pack, not a 12-pack, not an 8-pack.
Hey, I don't think Shassi's going to be ripping GP2 this year. He was schmoozing. What about the Olympic Club, baby?
Yeah, let me tell you. Buds.
It was next-level schmoozing, baby. Hey, GP2, man, you're not a specialist, man. I can't wait to see you play. Oh, Shassi.
Well, when you donate your time and you help our community... I have a soft spot for you.
He's always done that.
I know, but he did it with me in the room.
And his dad, Gary Payton, the glove, is the coach now at College of Alameda.
JUCO.
There you go.
JUCO, Junior College. Yep. Mm-hmm. Alameda Hornets, I believe.
Yes,
the Hornets.
Sir.
No, GP2's a really good guy.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. Look at the switch really up over guy. Here. Yeah,
he is.
No, he's a great dude. But he said what's up in media day. But you have GP2 playing for money. You have DeAnthony Melton playing for a contract. Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody are playing for contracts. Kevon Looney is playing for a new contract. So there's a lot of motivation individually and team-wise. And so I kind of like, you know me, I like a guy in a contract here. It can go one or two ways. You can make a decision for me. You're either going to ball out. Now, we could get duped and overpay somebody, and that happens in sports. Uh-huh. I get all that. But I'd rather have a guy in a contract here knowing I'm going to get the best out of this guy one way or the other. So there's a lot of intrigue with this Warriors team. There's no doubt about it. And Steve Kerr's mentioning we're going to shoot a lot of threes this year. There's going to be a shift in philosophy. We may look more like the Houston Rockets from 2018, 2017, 2019. Now, they'll take some mid-range. Steph will take some mid-range jumpers or whatnot. But a lot of other players are going to be empowered to shoot the basketball. And by the way, TJD grew another inch. He looks great. Chopped it up with him, too.
Mm-hmm. How about Kuminga with the Cisco hair?
That's what they're doing. Sakti, oh boy, Sakti, producer over at NBC Sports Media. What up, Sakti? He said that they're doing that in soccer now. All the African players in the Premier League and they're out there in La Liga dyeing their hair blonde.
Oh, really?
I think that's a thing
It's back now?
I guess it's back.
Interesting. Because like, do you guys even get the reference, the Cisco reference? Song.
Thank, please.
I was thinking Simon Phoenix, Demolition Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, yeah. Or Meteor Man.
Well, Dennis Rodman took it to a whole other level.
Yeah, I mean, you're not beating Robin in that one.
But like when I think of Cisco, you know, like when I see Kuminga, that's what I think of.
Right.
Even though Cisco's probably like 5'1".
So what you think of the back and forth between Draymond and Scott Oster? Because that made the rounds yesterday on all the national television shows, and we didn't really play it because we were kind of flexing our muscle, and we were probably a little obnoxious yesterday. I fully admit I was obnoxious. I went a little too hard on people. And shout out to Alexander Simon. I love the kid. I do. I was just busting his balls, but he's a good kid.
Well, tell really Alex is. Maybe he can write right. a story about the two of us, how two local boys from the city raised in different necks of the neighborhoods.
I'm
necks
not going to beg.
Woods,
I'm not
going to
beg for any ink.
Why don't you write a nice little piece about it? This would be really nice, you know? Heaven forbid you write about two hometown boys making good on their promise to dominate the airwaves.
Oh, man, I'm not going to go there. You could go there
if
you want
to. I'm asking for it.
Yeah, I'm going to be humble in this one. Yeah, I'm going to be very humble in this one. But, you know, I kicked down. You know, I kind of punched at some people that are just, you know, no names on the app that is toxic as hell, and I shouldn't have done that. So I apologize to everybody out there because I felt a little self-righteous yesterday, a little self-serving yesterday about everything that went down. So I want to walk it back, but I was just excited. But I admit, when I drove home, I thought, boy, I really sounded like a douchebag at times yesterday. You know, I was just flexing. It wasn't right. Anyway, you had the Draymond Green back and forth with Scott Osler. Go ahead and play it. At Media Day, Scott Osler, San Francisco Chronicle columnist, Spadoni's grabbing it. Obviously, Draymond Green he missed a lot of time last year. Played in 55 games, suspended for 17. Hurt for some other ones, some sickness, personal issues or whatnot. But he missed 27 games, and they won 46. They were 13-14 without Draymond Green. That record gets flipped to, I don't know, 16-11. You're in 50 wins. You're in the 50-win range. You're the top seed. You're going to the playoffs. You're playing in a seven-game series. And he knows it. Everybody knows it. But Scott Osler, Media Day, took a shot. And we had this awkward back and forth that Media Day between Scott Osler from San Francisco Chronicle and Draymond Green. Go ahead and roll us, Spadone.
You know people worry about you. Fans, maybe your teammates.
Why do they worry about me? I am a successful black man in America doing incredibly well. What's the worry
about They worry about you.
There are way more people in this world to worry about than me, that's right. For sure.
But we're here now, so.
We're all here. I don't think you should worry about me.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty well. If you would have told me when I was 13 years old in Saginaw, Michigan, without a pot to piss in, that you'd be sitting here and somebody would say they're worried about you, I would have probably told them they were out of their mind. I'd be sitting here and they'd be worried about me.
Well, they're worried from themselves too. They want to know.
They don't feed.
They know the team needs you.
So why are they worried?
Because they know the team needs you.
But they don't feed.
And
them
they don't know if you're going to be here
doing this.
So that's part one. Go ahead, roll part two, Spadone.
I'm here. I've been here for 13 years now.
If you're going to be here every night,
been here pretty much every night for 13 years. Very much so. We all have. Look, Kevon Looney played 82 games 2 years in a row, and everybody was celebrating. We all miss games.
They want to know if you're going to be here by commitment.
I'm always here. And suspensions, the guideline of getting suspended is something that's in place because it's a possibility. So
nothing changed.
I don't know what would change, but I don't get the question. I think my mindset has helped us do some great things. It's pretty cool. So it's all about how you spin it. I love how you try and spin it, but it ain't my spin to it, player. So, yeah, it's good.
So what's it think, Shasky?
He's back.
He's back.
I mean, like,
that's the first time Scott Osler's been called playa.
Probably. Hey, playa. Yeah, that is. Draymond didn't take the bait. And I thought, and I've talked to you guys about this behind the scenes, and Scott is an accomplished
journalist.
I actually
really like Scott. He's super nice to me.
Yeah, no.
I really like him as a guy.
No, he's my guy. I mean, Scott and I talk every single game. Gabe, Gabe's a good dude, but I've talked to Scott a lot over the years. I'm on the show over the years. I respect the hell out of Scott. He's been writing columns for my entire life. I mean, this guy's been doing it since we weren't even thought of when Scott's been writing over 40 years, I believe. But I just thought the presentation of the question, if you wanted to get that out the way I would have asked it, and who am I to tell Scott how to, you know, I'm not telling Scott how to ask a question, but the way I probably would have asked it if I was going to go that route, Shasky, hey, Draymond, do you think your teammates are worried about you due to all the suspensions last year and what happened the last two seasons with the Golden State Warriors? Do your teammates worry about you staying on the floor? Do they worry about you mentally staying on the floor? And I would have gone with that route instead of, hey, are your teammates worried about you? Because now you leave an open-ended question. And Draymond's a smart guy. He ain't no dummy. Why would my teammates be worried about me? It's an easy back and forth there. So I just thought the presentation, and it just sounded like in talking to other journalists about it, a lot of people thought, boy, I'm surprised Scott went that route.
I will take your word on all of that because I've never been in a scrum asking questions like that, and I don't understand the tact or the maybe the fundamentals of how to do it. So I'm gonna take your lead on it. But let me just reflect on Draymond. For a man that clearly is proud of all of the positives that he has accomplished in his life, there is an element of like, come on, man. You could take a little accountability on a few negatives that you might need clean up a little.
No doubt.
And I think that acknowledging that, like, yeah, I got myself suspended last year. And no one is saying you got to beat yourself up over it. But do you really have to be defiant to the point where it sounds like you're just not taking any accountability? Just a little bit of reflection, just a little, would just go a long way. Like, it's day one. Do we really need to be exhausted with this already?
Well, I don't think, you know.
And I'm not saying we are.
Yeah, no, but. You know, when we talk about accountability for what happened last season, you can have your opinion about it. I feel like he's addressed it throughout last season and in the summertime. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm thinking, you know, with the team going to Hawaii, it felt like he was getting provoked to relive that.
Okay.
And I felt like he's, look, it's done, right? It's done. What happened last season is done. And it sucks because I thought they could have made the playoffs. And I hated the fact that Draymond was suspended because he told me it was the most important season of his career. And he got popped for 17 games. He got popped. That's on him. But I felt like he's addressed it so much that as a fan base, just like the Farhan Zaidi thing, the fans are just ready to move on from Farhan. It's like, we don't even care about him. I'm kind of like that with the Draymond thing from the last 2 years. I just want to move forward. It's like, man, can we get back to the playoffs?
But this goes back to, and this is just, I think, a constant theme with him. Like, dude, you knew it was going to be asked. I would have had a more refreshing way to pivot off it. Hey, look, last year's last year. I made some mistakes. I'm going to try to learn from them. You know, it's always a possibility that I, you know, because I run hot. I know that. And I'm working on that. And I'm trying to move forward. And this year, I'm going to do everything I can to try to make myself something. I'm paraphrasing or whatever. Doubt. And I know people are going to say, but that's Draymond. He has to live on the edge. Just give him the BS answer and move on.
Yeah.
And I think that you diffuse the whole thing.
Right.
I understand everyone's angle of it. It's just like, the last thing I want to do is relive what happened last year. Because in part, why they lost when they did is in part because of the suspension.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So Scott was asked, hey, are your teammates worried about you? And he was like, what? What? Huh? So you kind of left it open-ended question. But yeah, it was an awkward back and forth and on media day, which I did not expect.
But quite frankly, it has zero bearing on the season.
None. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. And now people may have some opinions on it. I would love to hear from Warrior fans on the opinions about that. 888-957-9570. Also, we'll get back to Buster Posey. What were your thoughts about his introductory press conference as well? And Devontae Adams apparently wants to play with the Jets or the Saints. They're the two teams on top of his wish list. That's all coming up. 888-957-9570. What's your thoughts on Draymond and Scott Oster's back and forth? We'll love to hear from Dub Nation as we get ready for another basketball season. That's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
This is Adam in the City, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Adam and SF, what is happening? What is happening? Most wanted tickets in the Bay Area are here. They are here. And this hip hop made the Bay, starring Too Short, Ja Rule, Bone Thugs, and DJ Quick.
Where is Ja?
Ja's going to be at the SAP Center. That's right, Friday, November 1st. Friday, November 1st, SAP Center. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours now at Ticketmaster.com. Boy, that Diddy case, man, it's just next level. You don't know what's what with these rappers anymore. I don't even know.
I kind of know what's up. Diddy's going down.
Well, but who's going? We know that, but who's going down with him?
Well, everyone, Bonte, everyone.
Just can Jay-Z just please Jay-Z?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
At this point, I'm just assuming everyone in the music industry is involved to some degree.
But an Usher concert, Usher was just at Oracle Arena back-to-back nights. And everybody was going crazy.
Well, you better enjoy it now because he might get canceled.
Oh, man. We'll get to Davante Adams in just a second because I know Niner fans, including myself, you know, I've been named somehow, some way, the biggest Aiyuk fan, Aiyuk cheerleader, but... Don't get it twisted, folks.
Actually, it's more your Aiyuk's agent.
Aiyuk's agent. There you go. Well, I got him paid. That's for sure. As Aiyuk's agent, if John Lynch wanted to trade my client to the Las Vegas Raiders for Davante Adams, and I tell John Lynch, well, you'd be an idiot not to do that.
I want my money. I want my money now.
Look, Davante Adams is one of the best wide receivers in football, but one of the best wide receivers in the last 10 years, no doubt about it. If the Raiders, but I honestly don't believe the Raiders will trade with the 49ers. That's why the Khalil Mack deal, John Lynch had a deal in place or was trying to make the deal happen, and the Raiders just would not trade with the 49ers. They weren't going to do it. If they wanted a second round pick of Brandon Aiyuk, I'd do it in a heartbeat. And that's no disrespect to Brandon Aiyuk. That's just how much I love Davante Adams and how much of an accomplished receiver he is. And you imagine Devontae with Brock Purdy? Oh, my gosh.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
So you're giving up a second-round pick and Brandon Aiyuk?
Yeah, why not? I'm getting Devontae. The hell with the picks.
He's basically a rental this year, by the way, because all the guaranteed money is this season, and then you could move off of him if you were to do that.
No, it's interesting, because I do believe Devontae's a better player than Brandon Aiyuk, but it's crazy how, like, we were... And you're not alone. I'm not isolating you. I'm saying fans, and we were all like, he's worth this. And then another player who's a little bit better, maybe a lot better. I don't know what the degrees are. Yeah. Not only are we trading this guy that we, you know, balked all summer about paying, whether he was worth X, Y, and Z, we're also stapling a second-round pick. I find that to be, shocking.
Third-round pick, second, it's Davante Adams. It's Davante Adams.
What does he do that much better than Brandon?
One-on-one, you're not going to guard him one-on-one. You will have to double him.
Okay.
Every single play. And if you don't, and you go one-on-one, well, Davante Adams can run every single route. To a T, he's the best route runner in football. I mean, him and Justin Jefferson are like 1A, 1B when it comes to route running. Big boy, we want to talk about isolating a guy in the red zone, high point in the football. Davante does that.
No, I love him. I mean, I love him as a player.
So that's what you're getting. You're getting the ultimate respect from defenses, and it's opening up the field for everybody else. Because you may not have Christian McCaffrey this year. You just may not have him. And we talk about man beaters in the Super Bowl and this year and getting yak and separation. Well, guess what Davante does, Spadoni? You see it? He beats man coverage. Hell, he beats double teams. So that's just, and I don't think it's going to happen. But I try to make it happen.
Well, it could, because there is a relationship between Aiyuk and the head coach, Antonio Pierce. Like, there is a legit relationship there. Aiyuk talked about it during the Super Bowl when they even asked about Antonio Pierce when he became the Raiders' full-time head coach, because he was on Herman Edwards' staff, Antonio Pierce, at Arizona State, where Brandon Aiyuk obviously went to college. So there is something there. Now, I don't think a lot of players are going to be offering, or a lot of teams, I should say, be offering, like, legit players for him, right? There's been some rumors. Do the Jets offer Garrett Wilson? I don't think so.
No.
No, you want to add to Garrett Wilson.
Exactly.
Correct.
It's his number one target.
By the way, did you see his quote the other day?
Do they offer Hassan Reddick, maybe? That's something that is interesting, right? Like, if I'm the Raiders, I think about that.
See, I was going to take it a step further. If I'm the Niners, I trade Aiyuk to the Jets for Hassan Reddick and... do some sort of a pick swap, and then use some of that ammunition in part to go land Davante Adams. That's how I was thinking.
That's a lot.
I think where I'm coming
and the last thing Niner fans need is another guy who held out of training camp and needs to ramp up.
I hear what I'm saying?
That's where, you know, this guy ramping up. It's like, all right, Bosa missed training camp, played week one, and it was a down year for Bosa, and we were all ticked off about it. So, look, question, how do you think the 408 Comcast Business Text Line. Bonte, do you think the Raiders will consider trading the Niners now that they're in Vegas? There's a lot of Raider fans here in the Bay Area.
I don't know, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a possibility.
But I think one thing is he played in the system similar. LaFleur's system's obviously going to be very similar to Shanahan's, yep. And he thrived under it. I think this is more about Ayuk, if we're being 100% honest.
That's where I'm kind of coming
from. Devontae. I think, like, Devontae's great. There's no doubt. But hearing how quick, and I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm saying, like, you're one of Ayuk's biggest fans. You love the player.
Shasky is Devontae Adams.
No, I know, but wouldn't you also agree the early returns on just the whole Ayuk experience for the last couple months has been odd?
Well,
it's been odd.
I blame both parties.
I think both parties have seller buyer's remorse.
And look, I give credit to Brandon Ayuk for taking accountability, saying I made this harder than it needed to be. But then last Friday happened. And I think it is a big deal what happened last Friday. And I know you didn't want to talk about it after a win. But last Friday is a big deal to me.
Why?
Why? It's just little things like that. Like, we got to school this kid like he's a child or something. Like, Shanahan walks over there back and forth. And Shanahan knows the media's over there. They know the media's right there on the mm-hmm. sideline. Guys got their camera phones out looking. And he has to go over there and talk to him. And then he has to go back and talk to him. And then Ayuk, the way he takes off the shorts, not to small, a lot of people is like, you don't think there's some teammates in that locker room saying, damn, dude, just wear the right shorts. This is not what we do. This is not the 49er way. D-Ball's out here wearing the right shorts. Trent's wearing the right shorts. Bosa's wearing the right shorts. And the theatrics of it, I don't take that lightly.
Well, I do believe that there is a teammate thing that has been kind of like, not brewing, I don't want to say simmering, but it's been there. Like, Jawan Jennings posted some things on Instagram during the Ayuk stuff during the summer that could be interpreted like, hey, man, you're getting a little greedy here, right, considering the situation. That's the way I interpreted it. And Jawan Jennings has said some things in postgame where, I don't know, it does feel like Ayuk... I don't want to go as strong as say, like, oh, him and his teammates, there's friction. He doesn't feel 100% a part of the team right now. That's the feeling I get.
The fact that he was willing to go to Pittsburgh and he felt like the Niners did not respect him in a way that he wanted to be respected, then you know what? Go to Antonio Pierce. But we're talking about Devontae Adams, and I have red zone issues. We're 8-16 for the red zone. We're one of the worst teams when it comes to converting touchdowns in the red zone. So, if Devontae Adams, he's a one-man wrecking crew in the red zone. In the red zone, you're going to get massive production from Devontae Adams. So we're talking about Devontae. There's only a few guys I'm trading Brandon Ayuk for. Devontae is one of those guys at the wide receiver position if you don't want to be here, because obviously there is some friction. Now, if Ayuk wants to play ball and stay here, I'm cool with that, because I do like me some Brandon Ayuk. I think he's a very good wide receiver. But the Raiders want to be dumb enough to flip Devontae Adams already? Then you know what? I have a disgruntled wide receiver, and we're getting off to a slow start here. And we went through this whole dog and pony show in the month of August. Then you know what? And by the way, let's not forget, John Lynch did field calls on both Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. So they've searched that avenue. They've driven down this avenue to trade Brandon Ayuk before, so I got no problem with it. It's big business. I'm trying to win a damn Super Bowl.
Well, it just feels like to me that the Niners clearly were trying to do major movement in the offseason, and things didn't materialize, and then I think plan B was like, all right, we'll try to get the Ayuk deal done. But I don't think in their minds, this is just my feel, I don't think Ayuk's in the cards long term. I just don't. And I think Ayuk kind of knows it. And I think he got his money because it was a marriage of convenience for both parties. This feels very one and done to me. It just has that feeling, B. Like,
Brandon, something's up, no doubt. But
there's just something going on. It just doesn't. Maybe I'm way off. Well, maybe I'm looking way too deep into all these things. But like the totality of all these things, of all the stuff being said, the attitude, body language. What else am I as a Niner fan to interpret?
Well, I think about it like this. Before we get to a baldy cut about the red zone issues, right? I think about John Lynch, the player and the GM, and who he is as a man.
He's no nonsense.
He played with Keyshawn Johnson. They won a Super Bowl with Keyshawn Johnson. Wasn't really a buck. You know, Warren Sapp touches on this. It's like, dude, we advocated for you to come here. You didn't really fit in with our culture. And John Gruden deactivated that guy for the rest of the season. Remember that? He deactivated him.
Remember it fondly.
Now, as a coach in the pros, you have to run it by your captains. You have to run it by your leaders of the team, the Derrick Brooks, the Warren Sapps,
yep,
the John Lynch's. Who else was on offense? I forget who was on offense.
Simeon Rice.
Simeon Rice is out there.
He might have been with Arizona at that time.
Maybe. But you don't think John Gruden had ran that by the leaders of the team saying, hey, this is what we're going to do?
No doubt.
And they were probably like, yeah, let's do it. We won before with him. I mean, we didn't win the Super Bowl, but we were very successful without him. We don't go for this. John Lynch is not that guy. And then you think about the day I was on vacation, and Lynch and Shanahan went up there basically at the podium and said, yeah, it's up to him to practice. We expect him to practice. And if he's not out there, then you know what? We got to do some other things. They basically said that. I'd never heard Lynch and Shanahan that stern. I'd go, oh, boy, they're about to move off of Ayuk. And they almost did. And then Lynch was at the fundraiser. Remember that night? He goes, yeah, I don't care who's here, yeah, who's not. We're going to compete for a damn Super Bowl. So I don't think I... So when I...
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I think about last Friday, and Lynch is in his office looking at the practice field, and he's seeing this. He's going, I'd skate this dude $30 million a year? What the hell is going on here?
I just think that every keen observer of the Niners is sitting here like, something doesn't feel right.
Yep.
It just doesn't, it doesn't have the same touch that it used to. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't go as far as to say, this is a Jordan Poole situation. But it sure feels closer to Jordan Poole than it feels harmonious,
mm-hmm,
you know? And I think that both parties, out of convenience, clearly got the deal done. He got the deal. And
right.
I still don't even know if he's that happy.
Well, I think he's fine. That's just his personality. I think we're reading too much into it. Brandon Ayuk's usually a quiet guy, which is so surprising to see him so outspoken this offseason, because I never heard him this outspoken. And people around the team says, hey, this guy's a quiet dude. He's very reserved. He doesn't like to be out there like that. But for the first time in his career, he got all this attention. And some people act different when they get attention, right?
That's true.
Some people act different when they become, when they get the limelight. That's why you can never change, right? But something seems off.
But
the practice thing on Friday, that was alarming to me. Even I had to step back and say, well, come on, man. Because I've been part of teams where you've seen little things like that, where guys still a little, and I'm not even going to call it a tantrum, but it was just like...
It was unnecessary.
We've all been part of a team. I don't know if you've been a part of a team. I've seen that before, and then it was very low-level high school, all that stuff.
And somebody on your team is like, I don't want to knock that guy out. Like, this is in, I'm talking high school level, where guys are like, come on, man, you need to, like, just get in line here. Get in line with everyone. Here's the thing. The individual isolated incident of the shorts to me is a no big deal. But when you couple it with the totality of everything else that's going on, well, that's when my ears and my eyes buck up. And I go,
look,
there's more to this than meets the eye.
And look,
the individual thing is not that big of a deal.
Right.
But again, when you couple it with body language, frustration, the last 6 months, like at some point you just throw your hands up like, come on, man, what are you doing? And of all the guys on the roster who should kind of be falling in line, it's the guy that just got paid.
Right, no doubt. He's got to be a leader for this team. There's no doubt about that. Now, again, I'm going to be with Team Ayuk in terms of getting your money. And I think the 49ers front office botched this situation. Just give him the money right after Super Bowl. The guy wanted to get paid right after Super Bowl.
Oh, the timeline was clearly messed up.
And the receiver market got reset, and then you flirted with trading him or Debo at the draft, and you didn't do it. And so now what? So I don't know, man, but that short situation really was alarming. Although Debo Samuel says that it's a bit overblown.
You know me, I kind of think, they kind of blew away out of proportion than what it was
you know, what it's shown to be. But what's so crazy in the locker room, me and B.A. was, I seen them had the red shorts on, and I was like, we had the red jerseys. I was like, yo, this combo kind of cold. And so I was like, I went in the equipment room. I was trying to find me some red shorts at the time. And they was like, man, we don't have any more of these. So I was like, ah. And so went out to practice. You know, him and Cal was going back and forth, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't as serious as they was making it. But you see, he put the black shorts on, and we moved on past it, and we went out there and got the dub. So maybe it's a trend that you might see the Niners come to practice in some red shorts. But
maybe
Ayuk
needs to be in the red shorts every practice, because it definitely felt like the 49ers were super back this
weekend.
Yeah,
we just cooling.
So that's Deebo Samuel on this podcast. What is it, the Deebo Samuel Show? That's what they call it?
Cleats and Convos.
Cleats and Convos. Has it gotten better? Cleats and Convos? That was a good answer. Deebo, I mean, he expounded on it. That was 45-second answer from Deebo Samuel's a long answer. I'm not mad at that.
I would say to him, like, again, the individual shorts thing's not, it's not the end-all be-all. No one is saying it's some, like, crazy thing. But when you add everything up, that's where it's like, what's going on here?
But Deebo saying, man, that combination kind of cold, man. The red on red. We may have to do that. I was looking for some red shorts. So that could either be Deebo having his boys back.
Who knows?
Saying like, hey, I was looking for some red shorts. Yeah, now, what if Deebo and Brandon Ayuk went out there in red shorts? What would the issue be? Because that's it. That's fascinating to me that Deebo is looking for red shorts in the equipment room. But, you know, he had the black shorts on underneath or whatnot. I don't know what Ayuk was doing. But it was just the fact that you did it, and now the media takes it. And you know the media is going to, not us, but they're going to clip that. They're going to clip that. And it's going to get on the internet. So it's like, oh, boy, on a Friday. And now Shanahan has to get asked a question. But Shanahan debunked it right away. He's like, yeah, he's not going to be punished. And Shanahan's like, look, I got to wear stuff I don't want to wear. So they did a great job of sweeping it under the rug and moving on. They went into a football game. But let's see what's next. What's next? Now, you don't think John Lynch, who's a poker player, who's been ultra-aggressive in his tenure with the 49ers, and he finds out that Devontae Adams is available and they're having issues in the red zone, this is what good GMs do. The president of football operations, John Lynch, you definitely know he's dialing up the Las Vegas Raiders saying, okay, second-round pick. What do you want for that? I don't know if Ricky Pearsall is going to play. We obviously are having trouble scoring in the red zone. I don't know if Christian McCaffrey is going to be back. John Lynch is going to call. That's what good GMs do. You call about great players.
I'm just so surprised where this has turned. It's just, again, I'm not saying that the guy has to go or that he's demanding to go or any of those things. It's just the whole thing has been so bizarre for a guy that didn't really, I don't remember any outbursts. The guy was crying with glasses on to end the season, you know, with the Super Bowl for a variety of reasons. Right. And then just the whole offseason was weird. The hold in was weird. The money portion, the fact that they offered him and
Jayden Daniels.
He sat on it. And
everything. Jayden Daniels, the video, it's going to the podcast, Ryan Clark, what is it called?
So weird.
The Pivot podcast with Ryan Clark, and he sat down with Ryan Clark, and Jayden Daniels was with him, and it was just, we've gotten to know a lot about Ayuk this past year, but I still think he was worth the money. I still think it's a hell of a wide receiver, but knowing that, like, damn, no training camp obviously is affecting him. Let's go to Filmo Mike. And then we'll get to Matt and SF. Filmo, what's happening?
Hey, with all due respect, Mr. King of the Hill, you know what I'm saying? But you just said, like, yeah, you know, the media's gonna clip that and come down people's roads, but not us. What do you mean not us? What do you mean? You got the baton in your hand. You're running with it right now.
It's a story, Filmo.
Deebo just said, I feel it, but Deebo just said, hey, man, it ain't nothing to see here, man. Like, y'all doing just blowing out of proportion. I'm siding with one of the bookmakers of the team.
Filmo, let me ask you this. When you saw that video Friday, I didn't make a big deal about it, but I was like, damn, that ain't a good look. It's not a good look, right? It's pro football, man. That's something we saw in Pop Warner. We saw that with the San Francisco Seahawks dudes doing that. Washington High School. You don't see that on the pro football field. Like, that's all I'm saying. It's like, what the hell are we doing out here?
You know what it is, I think, man? And this is not a real take, but I just say this. I just think, bro, they really understand the task at hand and they was like on some like, man, they was just bored, bro. Like, they playing the Patriots. It's a Friday. Why are we tripping those sports type of things? But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
like, I'm not saying that they're – yeah, you know, I just think maybe it's one of those situations within the season that, you feel me, it can happen. But I honestly feel the temperament of the team because they don't seem like they're making – I think it's more so week to week with this team, more so than the last 2-3 years where they're trying to set themselves up to be in a better position. I really think it's week to week. And with the McCaffrey – injury, they understand, man, like, anything can happen. It's week to week. Let's just take it slow.
Film off.
I want him back. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it does feel a little weird, though, right? I mean, that's all. I mean, not just the shorts, just the whole thing the last couple months. It's been weird.
It has been weird, but...
You're breaking up a little bit, Filmo. Break it up a little bit. Call us back when you get some
while,
back. He's definitely smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, God, that's not jealous. A question. That's not a question. Smoking or driving.
I smoke with Mike, though.
By the way, Mike will be our award presenter at the Doobie Awards.
Really?
Yes. We stay 888-957-9570 at Morning Gross 957. You got Shasky's number. Hit us up on IG, Shasky and I.
We're looking for
Butcherboy 405. Let's get those followers up at Bonte Hill.
Seriously,
I need some followers.
Trying to get the 10K.
Are you? Where are you at? How many followers?
Almost
you got?
Six.
Ooh, that's damn. You cooking?
I'm getting up.
Where am I at? Am I at 10K? I don't even know where the hell I'm at.
Shut up. You know exactly.
I have no idea where I'm at with IG followers. Right?
The king doesn't pay for followers.
I definitely don't pay for followers. That is some loser stuff right there. Pay for followers. Oh, anyway. We're looking for a location to host the Doobie Awards.
Yes.
We want a location to host the Doobie Awards with our roasters. We will be there in tuxedos.
We want the roasters.
Yep. We want a big party. I want the Dukes. I want the Filmo Mikes.
Yep.
I want Ernie. I want Rocket. I want Robin. I want Robin Sambruno. I want Jason from YouTube. I want D. Lou from you. I want everybody.
So we're wearing tuxedos for sure.
We are wearing tuxedos,
bow
ties.
I got one in the closet.
Yep. We're wearing tuxedos, bow ties, and
but
we will do the Doobie
do
Awards.
Yeah.
We're looking for a location. We will have awards. We'll go to a trophy room, buy some cheap awards, and we will have them, baby. The Doobie Awards coming to a location near you.
There used to be a place you can get trophies on San Jose and Ocean.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that little trophy place?
Yeah, I remember that place.
Right across from the defunct Safeway.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Would end up being a church.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
707, regarding how BA is acting on a Comcast business text line.
Give it to me.
It's just like how every person in their 20s act in the work field these days. They want everything right away, entitlement, etc. It's getting bad, Bonte and Shasky. It's getting bad. Well, let's see it. But I can tell you, each week that goes by and he gets two catches for 48 yards, and we don't even know if it's his fault or not. We don't know. We talked about this the other day with the Rams game. It's like, dude, if he doesn't go for 100, you know what the conversation is going to be. By the way, somebody, this is amazing.
What's the conversation going to be?
This is text line. Well, it's going to be, he's not living up to the contract and we made a mistake. 415, you see this text? Bonte, you're at 9,506 followers. Who are you, 405? Who cares, man? I can't wait to delete these apps. I really can't, Shasky.
I'm when it comes to the dress code thing, is it the end all be all? No. But I just know how I operate, and wearing, like in baseball, hat, belt, socks, like there's things you have to have at practice. All right, there just is. That's the way I operate. You're talking about an NFL team. There's a reason that they have uniforms for a reason. There's a reason why the quarterback wears the black jersey and everyone else wears the red ones. Like, just wear the outfit. Come on, man. You're highly compensated.
Dude.
You know, no one's trying to get all your swag and eliminate all that. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it, but just wear the outfit of everyone else. That's all. Especially considering the way everything has gone down. Like, once I did what I did, I would probably have the self-awareness to realize, like, yeah, I should just fall in line for right now.
There definitely seems to be some friction with Shanahan and Ayuk, and it's crazy because they were just at Shanahan's house taking pictures with Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? And Ayuk's there with Debo and Kyle Shanahan are taking pictures with Rick Ross, but there's something amiss with those two, man. I don't know what it is, but how about this idea for the Doobie Awards, Shasky, before we get to the lines? 707. Host the Doobies at Centerfolds. Shout out to the Overnight Dancers.
I'm for that. What? Oh my gosh. No, we're not backing the truck up on that.
Stop it.
Someone might be backing the truck up on stage.
Well, hey, that's okay. That's not everybody submit.
Sandoni.
Just wanted to share, Shasky, you're at 5861. Father, hey, combined, we got over 15,000. Hey, combined, we got over 15K, Shasky.
Help me out. DM me on Instagram. Butcherboy415.
I'm not going to beg for followers.
Ask me anything.
This idea, hey, I'm dead serious here. Before we get to Dan and Matt.
Trading Ayuk for Adams?
No, well, that too. But the Doobies as centerfolds would be up the Morning Roast's alley. The Roasters will come. We'll have record attendance. People dancing with beats. Football mic on the mic.
Record attendance at 6 a.m.
Yeah, what are these clubs like at 6 in the morning?
Hey,
what's that lineup like?
More people at centerfolds than at the Giants final.
And if you get your tickets early, you get the pregame show exclusive from 5 to 6.
Now you're cooking. There's a morning shift. There's an afternoon shift. There's a late night shift. They got shifts all around the clock, baby.
Pregame shift.
The club don't sleep.
It's a great question
that's
right here.
Stupid. Don't from the 510.
You know, I actually had no idea specific colored shorts were a requirement. And I'm with him on that. You know why? Because no one's ever done this. Ever. And I've been following football my whole life.
I was going to say, has no one ever cared at this point? Like, what are we doing? We're talking about shorts. I feel like Allen Iverson right now talking about practice. We're talking about shorts.
But Shanahan obviously got into his grill and was like, hey,
it was important to Shanahan. Him.
You know, Shanahan was like in his grill. And you got the Grant Coles and Lombardi's and Cam Evans. They're all filming. And they're getting out to their website. How quick did Grant Cole get that video out? Oh, my gosh. His eyes must have lit up.
Well, and he threw – I love Grant, and I tell it to him. He threw tantrum on there. And I clicked, and I'm like, did I miss the tantrum part?
There was not a tantrum.
No.
I call it a little hissy fit. We just kind of kicked it around and stuff like that. But
I would have called it an exchange between Shanahan and I, because that's what it was. Right. To me, it was an exchange.
And it blew up. I was at gym class with Baby Chad. I was like, wait, what the hell's going on? Why is my phone blowing up? Great. Here we go. Thank God we don't have a show in the morning. The Gold Club would be better. They have a buffet. You know what? I'm not. Hey, Matt Nahegan, let's get the Doobie Awards. I want the Doobie Awards at a gentleman's club.
What if we did it at like Chick-fil-A and Ceremony?
I want you to
not big enough.
I want you to pitch that to the sales staff meeting today at 11 a.m.
Yeah, I would like
that's
to see
that.
That's
what I want to see you do.
Oh, right
I just
now.
Went from Gentleman's Club to Chick-fil-A in the same sense there.
The other.
Like, that's like opposite ends of the spectrum right there.
Suzanne, I love you.
They kind of go hand in hand.
Suzanne, I love you up there at Chick-fil-A, but I don't know if that spot's big enough to hold us. Now, chicken does get people out the house. I'm not going to lie. We all love our chicken. Let's go to Matt in San Francisco.
What is going on here?
Matt, what's happening? Oh, Matt, hug up. All right, let's go to Dan and Marin. Dan and Marin.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. First time caller, long time listener. You guys have a great show, as always.
Thank you. Which part?
You guys, you guys just mentioned about Davante Adams, and I just wanted to, and how John Lynch may reach out to the Raiders. I just wanted to hear a little bit more about what a trade could possibly look like, or is that realistic, or are we just... just dreaming.
Well, Dan, the Raiders have come out and basically said that they will trade Davante Adams. And Davante Adams is now on record saying that I want to be traded ASAP. Now, apparently the Raiders are looking for a second round pick, Dan. But obviously Davante Adams is going to have some sway here. He wants to go to the Jets or the Saints playing with his former quarterbacks, Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers. So I don't think it's likely the Niners trade for Davante Adams. But... you know John Lynch is going to be aggressive, Dan, and so what would it cost, and what would you do for Davante Adams? Do the Niners need a Davante Adams on his roster, Dan?
Right. That's a good point. And one other thing, do you think that the relationship between the Raiders
and the Niners?
You know, would they basically be opposed to a trade?
Yeah, they weren't. You know, the Khalil Mack deal kind of fell through the roof. John Lynch is trying to get Khalil Mack. Didn't happen.
They were in the same market.
They're in the same market. But still, there's a lot of disdain for the 49ers from the Raider Nation. That organization still views the Niners as a bit of a rival. What do you think, Spadone?
Well, it's way more likely than I'm seeing floated around by like Robert Griffin that the Chiefs will be. I was like, no chance are they trading him to the Chiefs. That is the one team that they are probably not going to trade him to. The Niners, though, again, the Brandon Ayuk thing, I think, makes them a more desirable piece than a lot of other teams because they're just going to be offering picks. If I'm Antonio Pearson, I feel like I'm staying at least another year. I want a young player I could build around if I'm going to draft a quarterback, right?
And if the Niners are in on Devontae, someone else has got to go. Like, that's kind of where we're
at. That's where we're at.
You know?
And why not receiver for receiver swap? Hey, this guy doesn't seem extremely happy here. Let's move on. We need a red zone threat.
I mean, and Gardner Minshew throwing to Brandon Ayuk.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh. Just,
again, be careful what you wish for, PA.
He'd be miserable.
Well,
he'd
be miserable. He'll get all the targets.
He'd get paid and then be getting a rookie quarterback next year. That's what you're selling. You're basically tearing it down this year anyways. So.
And by the way, Devontae, you said he has all the guaranteed money's gone?
This year, after this year.
So he'll be a free agent?
Technically, he's going to want, you're going to have to like get a new deal probably.
Re-up him for a couple years.
Okay, that's fine. Because you got Deebo, you got Pearsall, you got Jawan. You could figure that out. Just get the guy in the building.
And wouldn't you want a Ricky Pearsall learning at the feet of a Devontae?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I bet he wears the right shorts. That's a joke. That's a joke.
So, yeah, there's a potential out in his contract after this year. There'd be a $15.7 million dead cap. But the thing is, the Raiders can take on a lot of the money when they trade him.
Yeah.
So they can make, like... So let's say I'm the Raiders, right? Or I'm Tom Telesco, the GM. It's like, all right, we'll trade you guys and we'll take on a lot of the salary. But because we're taking a lot of the salary, I want a higher draft pick or something like that.
So would you do the deal if they said, forget a second, a third, a fifth, and Ayuk for Devontae? Are you doing that?
Absolutely.
You're doing that over a second round pick from the Saints?
Yeah. Yes, I would do that.
Okay. Because the player.
Correct.
I think they would too.
The 49ers?
The player changes. The player changes a lot. If you're willing to deal Ayuk, then I'm definitely listening if I'm the Raiders.
Yeah, and if I'm the 49ers, we're in a win now mode. The hell to picks. We're the 49ers. We'll figure it out.
Well, and they're better in the fifth, sixth, seventh round anyway.
That's what I'm saying. So that's
I know
why,
that sounds crazy.
That's why you said attaching a second round pick. Knowing me. How I operate now, thank God I'm not the GM because I'd be trading picks left and right. Here's the first round pick. Here's the first and second.
Here's Devontae. The second overall for Antonio Brown, who's frozen off his feet.
Clean it up,
I don't want Nick Bosa. One of Bonte's finest.
Hey, I walked back that take in 3 days. I said, you know, I was a little ambitious there.
In fairness, he looked great when he was in training camp, though. Until he burned his feet off.
Going back to that draft, I remember I was arguing with him. I said, there's three players I would take in the top two. It's Kyler, it's Bosa, it's DK Metcalf. He's like, I'd take Antonio Brown. We were doing the overtime podcast.
I remember that.
He's like, I will do it for Antonio Brown.
Oh, dude.
He looked great on that Tampa offense. He did. So,
what's our boy from Levi? He covers the Raiders.
Damian?
So we go to training camp, Pig Dog City, and Ira, right? And Antonio Brown wasn't at that practice.
Is this another tale?
Yeah, this is another tale. He wasn't at that practice.
Here
we go.
Quiet
he wasn't
down,
at that practice.
Down. The king has something to say. Your Majesty, could you please tell us a king's tale from your travels across the realm? Oh, the king's tale? What is the king's tale?
I didn't vote for you.
So here we go. Quick tale here. Quick tale. Napa Valley. Raiders training camp. Napa. Napa Marriott. We're on the field. Antonio Brown's not at that practice.
Uh-huh.
I'm there with Big Dog City and Ira. Ira's got all his Raider gear on. And Levi. And he's like, he had the brace on his knee at the time. So he's walking around. I go, man, how's, you know, Antonio Brown, it's just bizarre, huh? He goes, you know, it really is. But I got to tell you, Bonte, when he's out here at practice, damn, he's good. He's cooking everybody. So I don't really care if he comes to every practice because he's that legit. And I was like, damn, maybe we should have traded number two overall pick. I also wanted Quentin Williams for over Nick Bosa. But you know what? Nick Bosa's fine. I was more worried about the injury history of Nick Bosa.
Uh-huh.
Quentin Williams is just looking amazing at Alabama. He's been amazing with the New York Jets. But I moved off that Antonio Brown for the number two over in 3 days because Papa thought I was insane.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Yeah, I did clean it up in 3 days.
There's some things that Papa says that I think are insane.
We all say insane things.
Yeah.
We all say anything.
That's okay.
And Antonio Brown was did the Niners not need a wide receiver at the time?
Some might say Papa repackages some of our material.
No, that's what you would say.
Well, I think
Devontae,
sometimes.
Devontae, Matt in San Francisco.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, fellas. Good morning. I was just getting off my garbage route, and I was hearing you talking about trading for Devontae. I don't see the Niners doing it. I don't see the Raiders doing it, especially since Ayuk has been kind of a downer, you know, training and all the season. What I do see is Jerry getting his one last shot and trading for him to put it opposite a CD and maybe giving up Parsons straight up for it because he has to pay Parsons next year.
No way they're trading Parsons. There's just no way. I like where your head's at.
When does that crack?
There's no way they're trading Parsons. He's one of the top five defensive players in the league on any given day.
They needed another weapon, too.
No doubt. But they're not giving up Parsons.
Just makes no sense from the player perspective-wise. How young is Parsons? Like 25?
Yeah. I don't even think he's that old. And their defense is not that good.
He might even be 23.
Now, we could all dream because Max Crosby and Micah Parsons would be the best dynamic duo in the league. But come on, please.
I do want to get your thoughts, Fedoni,
on
the Antonio Pierce saga getting off to a rocky start. Now,
he's acting like a player, Bonte.
Yeah,
he's acting like he's a player, but he's a coach. Like he's liking tweets and stuff. Like, what are we doing?
This, Shasky. It felt like Mike Singletary 2.0, man. All the cigars and the interim coach and guys playing well. You can't roll. This is the pros, man. This is the pros. A guy with no experience. I think they missed the boat. I will say that. I will take this to the grave. Jim Harbaugh should have been the guy for the Raiders.
You can't listen to the players.
Yes.
As the owner and pick who they are. The players are going to turn over so fast in the NFL. You can't listen to them.
I believe the Raiders are 3-1 with Jim Harbaugh right now. It looks completely different. Jim Harbaugh should have been the guy. All right, let's real quick. Zaya in San Diego before we get to an injury report.
How you guys doing?
What's up, babe? What's up, man?
Oh, you know, I just want to chime in. You know, Adams is a 31.
Oh, man, bad connection. Contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. Zaya in San Diego, call us back when you get some better service because I do want to hear your take on Davante Adams. I think he was going to say something along the lines of, Davante Adams is old.
I'll say this, though, because I was talking about it on the pregame show this morning, 5 to 6, Monday through Friday. There's some other names out there, if you don't get Davante, that might be cheaper for the 49ers. I don't know if this team will do business because of what happened in the offseason, but Amari Cooper, he also has 1 year left on his deal. That's it.
He leaves the league with 6 drops.
Yeah, but I would revisit that.
But DeAndre Hopkins is another one out in Tennessee. You know, he's only a year older than Devontae. So that's what I'm saying. He's a possession guy, a little smaller, obviously, but again, a guy that might not cost you as much as Devontae will.
Interesting.
The Amari Cooper one is interesting. But then I saw that he led the league in 6 drops, and I don't know where he's at.
Yeah, but is wide receiver a need for the Niners?
I don't think it's a need. But when we have red zone issues, and I'm not sure there's going to be a defender out there that can help you this season. Now, I know everybody's talking about Hassan Reddick, and maybe Robert Saleh will do business with Kyle Shanahan. Maybe. But maybe they're holding on to Hassan Reddick, hoping that he does come to the Jets or something. I have no idea what's going on with that situation.
So, Priest, he's too old. The best.
Davante is special, though. All right, injury report time.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer & Burson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
How's Priest feeling about the Golden State Warriors?
I miss Priest.
Is Priest a Niner fan? Priest a Niner fan? He only calls what?
Joe Lacob, wake up, man.
he calls usually
around. This is stinking from the head up.
What time does he usually call, Spinoni? About 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, around 12. Yeah. He's a Niners fan. No, I actually screened a call from Priest, and I talked about the Raiders and the Niners, and he's not a Raiders fan, but he follows them, but he's a big Niners fan. We were just talking. No, listen, Priest knows his stuff, man.
He does.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
Unbelievable.
We got the best callers in the country. It's not even close.
It's unbelievable. And the fact that
it's the best. Filmo Mike, Priest, BPA.
And what's crazy is
Tony.
These organizations are listening, thinking like, boy, these guys. Like when Joe Lacob says, I have a Twitter account and I see what's going on. Can you imagine Joe Lacob driving around listening to stuff?
Move on, Joe.
John Lynch driving around listening to the stuff. Like, can you imagine? Can you imagine these guys? Like Kenny Atkinson straight up told me, oh, you and Shasky are absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Like Kenny Atkinson, lead assistant for the Warriors last season, not head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Oh, man, you guys.
So in my mind, I'm imagining like Farhan packing all his stuff to leave, and it's just beep. He's got the radio on. It's just BPA like, he's got to go. He's cooked. And like, he's just like duct taping his boxes to leave. Exactly.
Well, where is BPA? I haven't heard from him since Farhan's been cooked.
Well, he's being humble in this one.
I'm going to be humble in this one.
That's not... No way.
Fred Warner, not the only player on the injury report. Christian McCaffrey, Shanahan gave an update on Christian McCaffrey's health this week and revealed that CMC's Achilles tendonitis is in both feet. Oh, boy. Shanahan said it started with one foot and due to overcompensation began to develop tendonitis in the other foot as well. After returning from Germany for treatment, the Niners expect CMC to ramp up his rehab and will have a better idea of his playing status in the coming weeks. The injury report brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What is coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Your phone calls, 888-957-9570. John Shea, 830 on the River Islands guest line. Devontae Adams in or out. More media day stuff. We'll get back to Buster Posey. A lot going on here on a Wednesday on the Morning Roast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.